I got to tell you, I don't know how my life could have ever gotten so good. I came in here, of course, running late, you know, came in and just magically, this one came in and did this, and another came in and did that, and somebody else came in and did this, and else came in that, and Dave was upstairs, and and in the meantime, all I had to do was stand here and collect hugs. Yes, and if you don't like the way the coffee's made, it's Ray's fault. Ray, if the water doesn't perk, if the water isn't perked right, it's Ray's fault. I don't even have to take the blame for that tonight. Do I have it good? Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay, so most of you know that I have the classes, and really, the classes didn't start out to just to be classes. It started out the angels talking to me to help me with my life here on the earth plane. And then I shared a couple, and I shared a couple more, and a couple more, and a couple more, and so that's how my classes really got going. I had been sitting in Mom Reverend Ida Hill's classes, but not having a lot of experience until my loved ones decided to use me as an instrument for helping others find their entunement and for these writings. So I thought I would share one of them with you tonight. I share them with the classes, but I thought I would share this with here, and this is just the way they come through to me. It said, yes, it takes years sometimes to see a God story. So I thought that might be interesting because remember last week we had God story time. And it takes sometimes years to get to see a God story to completion, and sometimes only a moment. God stories, if you're new here, God stories is the ways that God helps you, and you're going, my, was I lucky. Wow, I turned around just in time. If I hadn't turned around then, I would have that guy would have hit me. So, and it can be something that you don't even realize is a God story. And it can be something that you've seen in the beginning and didn't realize it was going to be a God story. It might be just that you turned to look at the right moment to see a person that struck your fancy enough that you wanted to get acquainted and end up making them your best partner in life. But anyhow, sometimes it only takes a moment. This is one more reason to stay alert. God asks us not to sleep our way through this earthly life because we're only here a little while. We go free again. And so he asks us to stay alert. And one more reason to take time to listen to the wisdom of the elderly. Jamie. You know, sometimes the elderly can, you know, they can get to be hard of hearing or they can't see who you are. Come a little closer so I can see you. And if there's any jokes out there, don't send them because I already had them all on my computer. I get every elderly joke out there. Oh. I'm supposed to laugh, but some of them are too true, you know, so it's a little hard to laugh. But so anyhow, what I want to say is if you listen to some elderly people, and they can be blabbering on and on and on, and if you listen, you'll find out where some of their happenings really started as a God story years ago. And it took all these years for it to bloom and come out and show itself. Now, if the elderly has been alert to their inward journey, then it's really, really good if you listen to them. And no, they're probably not going to be able to discuss your computers and how they're put together, or even how these fast cars run, you know, or how the telephone works. But they can show you how life unfolds if you'll listen to them blabber on. It could be something really good for you when you're younger. Now, if you're younger in earth years, you may still have the blessing of a grandparent that could tell you of your younger years on this earth, long before you think you could remember. The real you remembers. But talk to somebody that knew you when you were a baby, and what are they going to be able to tell you about you that you don't know? And you might see where it was the beginning of a God story. A trip to the shore for shopping may carry many small God stories, but a trip of lifespan of many years carries not only the smaller God stories, but also larger ones that take many years to complete. Most people seem to feel that they can just ask God for something and expect it to arrive immediately. I really encourage everybody, if you're going to ask God for something, take the time to write it down. So you remember you're the one asked for it. And sometimes you get stuff that you wish you hadn't asked for. Then you'd like to blame God. So I ask you, take the time to write down what it is that you want to ask God for. Take time to go home and ask, as Barbara requested here, that we give a little extra prayers to Rita and Jose's little baby boy. Write it down, and then you're going to get all this joyous feeling when we hear how good he's doing. Now remember that whatever you ask for, you will receive. What you ask for, you will receive. But maybe not just when you thought you would arrive. Maybe not just when you thought it would be here, but you will get it. So be careful what you ask for. Remember that whatever you ask for, you will receive, but sometimes it may take years, and sometimes not until you reach the next expression of the lifespan. We're in the earth life expression right now. Then we'll be in another expression. But you will get what you ask for. If a mature person would take time to notice the desires of a child and make notes and reach it and watch as to how they come to bloom. Good idea for you, Rita and Jose. When that baby starts out asking for things and talking about things, make a little note. Because he's too young now to write it down himself, but make little notes. A child may make notes and watch as to how they come to bloom. It would be wonderful, but some of the dreams cannot be completed in that person's adult life. So if it's written down, then you'll be able to watch it into the next generation. That makes sense? Do I explain that okay? And if the child is not interested in making the notes, it's nice if the parents would do it. They may never know that they actually created their own journey. You created your own journey. If you had children and growled about your parents the whole time, guess what? You will have children and you're going to growl about you. Wow. Your life's in your hands, isn't it? Now, Millie's first daughter drew a picture of her future plans when in second grade that gave her a view of a desk with books and paper and pencils to show that someday she wanted to work as a lawyer. Now, and most of you know the story that she couldn't do math and she was having great trouble with math until she was ready for high school and she didn't know what she was going to do because she couldn't figure out numbers. They were just too complicated. And then one day, through her own hand, it's hard to tell it because of all... Somebody's outside. Tell them to come on in. Yeah. They're waving to me, whoever it is. So she didn't want... I don't want to chew my stories over and over again, so I'll go quickly. She couldn't do math, and then through her own hand, once she started automatic writing, it came through and said, from this day on, to prove it's not your imagination, you'll never have trouble with math again. And no, she's not a lawyer, but she has been in the courtroom so many times with law because she's a CPA. And she's had to go in there as an expert witness over and over again, so yeah. I can see where that followed through in her life. But had I not saved that little piece of paper where she drew and told the school that she wanted to work in the law, see, I wouldn't have known that, and she wouldn't have known that. But that's very interesting to me. She was asking for it, wasn't she? And she would. She was about 13 or 14 when that happened. And it said, and so again, she has fun with math. It's fun for her. So just as Millie's watched her daughter pretend to be an entertainer when she was very, very small, and I imagine little Amanda, you did that. Did you tiptoe around, think you were an entertainer when you were little?
Yes.
Now, my second daughter, that's what she did. And she's the one that wrote that story, that song, God Used Me. Watched her daughter pretend to be an entertainer when she was very, very small. And although the child has not completed her life, she actually married into the entertainment world. Of course, married out of it, too, but she did for about 20 years. But has become quite accomplished and still on her journey. She's still in there in that entertainment world. That was herself as when she came through. That's all she wanted to do, was a little bitty baby. From a small child, she wanted to help others and become accomplished also in that field, but again, not to the completeness of her dream. She's still dreaming about saving the world out there, as you can tell by that song that she wrote. She's been on every thing that you can imagine, from the street people in L.A. to, you know, I saw her on there singing about trying to earn money for the women in L.A. years ago because they didn't have any shelter for women. They had shelter for men, but none for women in L.A. So she was on TV singing a song that she had written to try to help street people, particularly women. And, of course, all the street people got to know her up there. Kept her safe in the streets of L.A. because she was working down in the garment district as a professional model and design. And the street people is the one kept her safe. Where it could have been quite different, couldn't it? Walking down there in the garment district's not a very pleasant place to go, is it, in L.A.? Everybody know that area? It's not really safe in the streets. She was. They protected her car. Protected her as she walked down the street. She'd been in Peru as spokeswoman for Compassion International. She's following those dreams that she had as a child. Trying to save every animal. Now she collects them on there. Little dogs that somebody throws out, she's got them. She collects them on her farm down there in Nashville. Had I not been there, she wouldn't remember she did all that as a little bitty girl, would she? And again, I told you she spent a lot of time getting late from school because she was trying to keep the ants from getting stepped on in the sidewalk. Now, I didn't tell that before. The radio station called me and said, well, your daughter's here, and she's told us some about herself, but we'd like you to tell us something that she wouldn't tell us. And now here I am on the radio going, but I told him about that she'd be late getting home from school and I would go to get her, and there she was all crouched down on the sidewalk getting the ants across. And of course, how can you leave? Because there's more coming. And she was a little late getting home. Can you go back and look at yourself just a little bit when you were little? You're just an enlarged volume of that same little person. Because we come in here with our plans. The third daughter had the desire to help the elderly in any way possible. Anita was going to help the elderly. Although she didn't really want a lot of little babies. See, that wasn't her great interest. She's got them now. But her interest was helping the elderly. And some woman that she helped that I never even got acquainted with, she'd go in after school and clean her house and work for her. Left her in her will about $10,000 or something like that. Okay, this opportunity's been made possible for her as well as raising her own children and her grandchildren. She's born to serve others. That's all she's ever wanted to do. Jenny, I didn't get until she was 14, so I didn't get to watch her previous years. Well, yes, I did. I really got to see her the first time she was 9 years old. And she had babies hanging all over. She was babysitting everybody's babies. She was living in a community where mothers were working and just leaving their babies at home, you know, and getting out. They had to go work. It was a rather poor neighborhood, and mothers had to go to work, and there would be Jenny in there with all these babies hanging on her just when she was a little bitty girl herself. Now she has her own, and now she's my daughter. But her life now is completely filled by assisting her children in their growth as well as teaching preschool. Millie did not get her daughter Jenny until Jenny was in 13 or 14. Could this interest be because of Jenny's younger days? Could it be because her younger days were not very pleasant? Could it be that that's why she wants to help every little child going? Her house is filled with little bitty kids, plus working all day long. Now, are you going back in your life and looking at your life? How has it brought you to where you are? Go back and take a look at your life as far as you can. And if you've got an elderly person, please take time to talk to that elderly person that might know you when you were little. See what they can tell you. And be glad to hear whatever it is that you can hear about you. Because you are the book that you're studying, you know. You are. Now, if you each go back in your life as much as possible, ask others if they're available to tell you more of what they observed when you were a child. Perhaps you will notice that you have well planned your own life. You planned it. You, the God part of you, planned your life. Oh, well, I never would have planned this life because, good heavens, you know, I don't have this, you know, I got this, whatever. Well, yes, you did. Yes, you did. There's nobody to blame, but nobody's going to get the credit but you either, by the way. So perhaps you will notice that you have well planned your life by asking God in a childlike fashion, perhaps, to help you carry out your task that you assigned to you before you came to earth. Life's everlasting, you were living before you came here. Sometimes it takes many years to see a God story to completion, and sometimes only a moment. Now, God's a divine planner, love is a divine planner, and all is under a divine plan. Do you notice your life? Do you just kind of go through kind of blindly, or are you really noticing your life? Did you love nature to the extent that you wanted to become a great landscaper so you could help beautify this earth, Dewey? Help beautify those trees. Help those trees be happy and grow and the flowers bloom. Just maybe something happened way back there when you were a little child that set you in this direction, Dewey. Because I understand you're pretty good at it, honey. So I'd say everybody now, I'm picking on Chewy, but take a look at your life. Yes, it's a little warm, Carrie. Maybe we should open the doors. What do you think? It's up to everybody else. I don't have to worry about that. Now, before my girls came to me, I never knew that I had no idea that I could ever have that special kind of love that you can only have for children, your children. It's different. There's every kind of love is out there, but love is always pure. It's never a taker. It's always giving. But I had no idea. And I couldn't even explain it. So while we're on earth, we want to experience as much love and as much variety to that love as possible. Because that's why we came to earth. I stood over here and, holy smokes, I looked and there was what's your name, Julio, and there was Ray. And I'm standing there and Lee came downstairs and Bert was there and I'm just standing going, how could God have ever designed my life so well that I could have all these loves and I love each one of them so special? Not one love takes from another love. Is that wonderful? So kids, if you ever team up and get married out there, if there's jealousy, that's ownership. That's not love. That's ownership. We don't want ownership. I don't own any of these. And I stand up here and love every one of you, and I just a couple of you here, I hope I get to know a little better because I don't know you that well. This is a grand opportunity that we have. Now, I had a nice treat here. This evening that came in. young lady came in and said to me, "I'm here because I listened to your ditties and it made me want to come in again." Mm-hmm. Oh, that doll baby over there, she's an angel, and her name is Angela. And so I can't stop tonight without doing a ditty, right? But she came back because she had been listening to my ditties on those cassette ditties. That made me happy because, you know, they're so old, I don't hear anything good about them anymore. So that really, she gave me a treat. It's a space between the lines of life that make life all worthwhile. It's filled with laughter, filled with smiles, and words to light your heart. It's the thoughts that hold us close up tight so we never have to part. The thoughts can stay here even though we all go home. Those thoughts, those feelings can stay with you and never have to leave you. The lines are just the lessons that teach us what to do. They're the rules and guides to lead us on and help to guide us through. They heed their place and never try to force or enter into the space that's yours and yours alone to fill with love as on earth you roam. You go about this earth plane and you roam over the earth plane. You have these lines and you're filling them in with your life. Is that exciting? You're filling them in with your life, your responsibility, your life. Is that exciting? I hope you're feeling excitement with that. The pages in your book of life are lines all drawn by God, but the space is there for you, for us to fill with whatever we choose. God's laws are universal, and they're lines that do not fade. So be choosing what is in your space. This could be your final page. We never know.
It scares you too.
Excuse me?
It scares you.
Yes, sir.
And you'll be lifted up and filled, and in your lap you'll find a book to read, all made by you, called your Book of Life Divine. Where the lines of God are straight and strong and the space is shown into full view to read, evaluate, and judge the deeds, because the space was filled by you. And now as you read your Book of Life and the lines begin to change, and you notice as you observe the page, the space begins to glow, and the quickening within your soul shows you something. Now you know that your space is filled with acts of love till they become so bright that your joy abounds, and you really know that God's universal laws are right. So you have these lines to follow that God set down for us. But what you put in your life is you, and you alone. It's exciting. Thank you.